The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 556.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a fitness professional, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Katie Chung Hua. Katie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited to do this podcast today. I am, yes, a fitness professional. I grew up as an athlete, and then I started competing when I was 19, and then I kind of just stayed in the industry ever since.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Katie, what's your cultural background?
I am half Chinese and then half, I would say, European, German, English, French.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
You know what? I was thinking about the self-confidence quote because I do think that it's very important. But the major thing that stuck out with me is you versus you. And that's something that I kind of live by because I think that in today's age, especially, we tend to really compare ourselves. And so, you know, it's just really simple. Just you versus yourself and you just seeing where you were yesterday and where you can go tomorrow and just comparing to how far you've gone.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, it's really important to focus on ourselves too and not always constantly compare ourselves to others. Like you mentioned, you know, just learning to be our better selves every single day. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think it's how you perceive yourself and how you portray that. I don't think that there's a single person on earth that can say that they're fully confident in themselves and they don't have any doubt. I think that it's believing in yourself and just continuing to believe in yourself, even though you know that you have your imperfections and looking over that and just striving to be better.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Katie, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, I think that as a young, especially girl, I think that when you don't have a lot of self-confidence, you're always trying to please others and get others' approval. And it's hard to make a decision without having somebody tell you it's the right decision. And so I think that before I really felt confident in myself, I always had to, I had that self-doubt and I had to ask others, you know, hey, is this a good decision? Is this the right path? Am I going the right direction with my career? So, you know, something like that.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all have been through, right? The second guessing of our decisions, you know, just trying to get approval, pleasing others, you know, especially how we're brought up, right? We've been taught to please others and, you know, make sure that everyone else is okay before us. And, you know, that really hurts us because then we doubt ourselves. We feel like we're not enough. We feel like we have to keep doing things for others or seeking approval to feel worthy, not realizing it comes from us within ourselves. And what was that point in your life when you realized that you were more than enough, you know, to be the person that you are and have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
You know, I think that it's always good to be in sports. And so I think that sports started to instill that self-confidence in me. But I would say really when I started to believe in myself and have this self-confidence is when I was around people that I looked up to, especially in the fitness industry. I was around, you know, the girls that were on the covers that were the famous girls in the fitness industry. And I realized that, you know, they're just a normal person and they have their own insecurities and I can be just as smart as they are and I can do what they do. And so I think being able to see that everybody is equal and it's just really believing in yourself that I was like, no, I got this. You know what? I can do what they do. I can be them. I can, you know, strive to be better. And there's nothing that can hold me back because they're just a person like I am.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it makes a huge difference when you see people in person, especially like you mentioned people you look up to and you just realize, yeah, they're human, right? They're human beings just like us. They've been through, you know, the same struggles we've been through, but they've been able to push through it and, you know, be the success that they are, be the person that they are today. And when you can see what's possible for one person, then, you know, you can see what's possible for yourself as well. And you have that confidence to go out there and do it, because you know that if one person can do it, then you can do it as well. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
You know, I think it's just continually pushing myself. Like, it's back to the you versus you. You know, I can make the best of who I am. I know that I can do better. I know that I can work harder. And I think it's just being able to push myself and not having that self-doubt, not having that reassurance from others, but more so, hey, like, expecting more from myself. And that's my challenge, instead of pleasing others and worried about what others think of that I'm doing. It's more just, hey, let's just work harder and let's be the best that I can be.
Thanks for sharing that. And Katie, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Just believe in yourself. I think that everybody every day has their own struggles, and don't let those struggles hold you back, because everybody has them. And it's just overcoming that, knowing that you're a strong person, everybody's a strong person, and that they can get through it. And it's just, you know, setting short-term goals, daily goals, weekly goals, whatever you need to do to just make sure that you're becoming a better self.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, you know, setting, you know, short-term goals, right? Some people feel like they have to make this big change, but it's these small little changes that actually help us build our confidence in a big way. So I love that you mentioned that. And yes, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of the work you've done, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Everything is under Katie Cheng Hua. So you can find me across all social media boards on Katie Cheng Hua.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Katie, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Katie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Katie for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Katie.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.